This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hawaii officials say the confirmed wildfire death toll in Maui rose to 67, up from 55 previously. Maui County says in an online statement that firefighting efforts are continuing and that the Lahaina fire is not yet contained. Residents there were being allowed back home on Friday for the first time since the wildfires turned large swaths of the centuries-old town into a hellscape of ash and rubble. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard is conducting an ongoing search and rescue efforts off the coast. One person said that the estimate in late Tuesday and into Wednesday morning, a total of 17 people were rescued, those people who had fled into the water, about 100 of them.
Firefighters extinguished the destroyed buildings of the Honane Now condominium complex in Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island, where wildfires reduced most of the historic resort town to charred ruins, and search teams prepared to comb through the rubble for more victims. Caleb Knapp and Julie Lundy have lived here for 16 years.
It's way by far, yeah, beyond any tsunamis or any other tropical storms that have come through, just, yeah, by 100 times.
And this is going to go on for a while. This is going to take years to recover.
In addition to searching for the missing, officials were drafting a plan to house the newly homeless in hotels and tourist rental properties. The island currently has 4 shelters in operation for the displaced.
And again, at a news conference on Friday, the Coast Guard commander told reporters beginning Tuesday the Coast Guard had received reports of multiple people needing rescue. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tensions continue to escalate between Niger's new military regime and the West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, and has ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy. Since the July 26 coup, democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum has been detained by the coup leaders, along with his family, reportedly confined and in the basement of his presidential compound, cut off from the resupplies of food and electricity. In an interview with the Associated Press, Niger's ambassador to the U.S. is saying that the supporters of the president are very concerned for his well-being.
The plan of the head of the junta is to starve him to die, to death. That's the plan. And we are very scared.
Supporters of assassinated Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio gathered at a public memorial event in Ecuador's capital, while his family held a mass at the cemetery where he will be buried. VOA's Celia Mendoza briefed VOA in the International Edition program on the latest developments in that case.
We know that it's 6 people been arrested. Authorities also arrested the shooter, who died in custody after an exchange of a fire with the police just hours after the killing of the presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. So far, we know that the 6 people, individuals that were arrested, are Colombian nationals. Police are trying to figure out exactly what is the connection, who were leading them.
A toddler riding one of Texas migrant buses has died on the way to Chicago, AP correspondent Mike Hempel.
Texas authorities have confirmed a 3-year-old's death, but have not said where the child was from or why it became ill. It's the first time the state has announced a death since it began shuttling thousands of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border last year. The Texas Division of Emergency Management says the child received treatment from paramedics and later died at a hospital. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the child died Thursday in Marion County in the southern part of Illinois. Texas has bused more than 30,000 migrants to Democratic-controlled cities in the U.S. since last year as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's border mission known as Operation Lone Star. I'm Mike Hempen.
A left-wing political activist taking part in protest days before national primary elections in Argentina has died while being detained by police. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.